You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. You remember a time when you were full of possibility? Think back and remember that time. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to help you start from that place where you were full of possibility. Stay tuned. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. What if someone in the audience can't remember a time when they felt full of possibilities? Or what if they never felt that way at all? Jason, can you help them out?
You know, it doesn't matter. We're going to start by uncovering you starting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're listening today. If you're listening at all to this show, chances are you're searching, and the reason you're searching is because there's something special inside of you. Mm. And I'm talking to you right now. I know that there's a place within you that's special and wants to grow and develop. I've had this feeling myself many years. I know Patricia has had it too. And you know it too. I know you know it. And I want to show you how to uncover that place. The process is an adventure. It's the most satisfying thing you'll ever do. It's the most difficult thing you'll ever do. Mm. You know, it will offer the greatest rewards from anything that you ever do. And it doesn't matter when you start. So whether you're 18, whether you're 15, whether you're 80 years old, it doesn't matter.
Huh. You know, Jason, when you're talking about that, you know, you said the word adventure. I hadn't really thought of it until you said that. You know, that's exactly what the ecosystem approach has been for me. And it's been an adventure of some amazing things and then uncovering some things. And yes, they have been emotional. Lord knows I'm not an emotional person. That was sarcasm, everyone. But the bottom line is that I wake up every single day and I look forward to the adventure of, what am I going to see today? What am I going to experience today? And what am I going to clear or use the ecosystem approach for today?
It's almost as if you live in a different plane of life when you start to do this. Because as you do this, you know, year after year, you start to uncover and you start to see things differently.
Well, there's a clarity that happens.
There's a clarity that happens. Mm-hmm. And when we look around, we see a lot of people around us that that may be intelligent, but they don't have that same clarity.
No.
And it's really exciting.
No, that's true. It's true.
You know, so today, what I want to get started right from the very beginning, and we're going to do that by doing clearings all the way through the show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Instead of waiting till the end.
Okay.
And so we're going to start by discussing how to clear.
Okay. I'm going to let you do the top of that, Jason.
So it doesn't matter, you know, whether you're listening right now with headphones in a crowded bus, or you're driving to work. It doesn't matter you're doing at the moment.
They can be in their car. They can be at work. They can be at home making lunch for the kids.
You can be laying down right now.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So your posture doesn't matter. So we say the words, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate. And then we say, we ask you to picture in your mind's eye the thing that we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions or specific emotions, and just gather those up in your body and then blow them into a trash can. Now, if there's not a trash can where you are at, use your imagination, use your mind's eye. And we'd like to just suggest the best way to do this is to go to our website, the ecosystemapproach.org, and there's a picture of the processor there, and you can print it out. You can actually download it and print it out for free. There's no cost. And picture the processor. We'd love to have you picture the processor, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, but it's that's how you do it. So right now I want to clear so that people can start to uncover that potential inside them.
I love this.
That we started the show with.
I love that. So Jason,
here
go
we go.
For it.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers to the memories when you could remember who you were, what your purpose was, your potential, and the excitement that you had about life and what you were here to do. So gather up those barriers to those memories.
Take a breath.
And blow them into that processor. And to eliminate any doubt that I have, any fear that I have, that I'll ever get there. Gather
take
that
a breath.
Up. Blow it into that processor.
And to eliminate the fear and the false beliefs that say, this is way too hard, it takes too much, and Jason and Patricia don't know what they're talking about. When the truth is, it's not hard. It's actually a lot of fun. And the things that you can find out about you are amazing. And your life. Take a breath.
You know, the biggest problem that people have with this is their expectations. Mm-hmm. And those expectations are based on programming and this idea that you're a machine.
Okay.
So, you know, our most common question we have is, how long does it take? And the question, of course, I have, I'm kind of a smart aleck. I say, well, how long, you know, what, you know, it, how long does what take? And, you know, people are thinking of a machine. You know, I want to achieve this objective. I want to achieve this goal.
Well, and so I'll put in that much gasoline, or I'll put in that much food to get this result. Correct?
Correct. And it doesn't ever work like this. You know, right now I'm taking a course and I'm learning about developing some of our stuff so we can make it usable online. And they talk about holding the people in the course accountable as a way to get them to take part in this course. But here's the problem. You know, Patricia, earlier this year, she started a garden. She's got this huge garden. It's just very prolific. It's all sorts of things are growing in it. And she would never go to her tomato plants and hold them accountable for a certain level of production. You know, and it sounds so stupid when I say it that way, but just like a tomato plant, you're a living being, and
exactly.
Pushing you and driving yourself like a machine doesn't work and is in fact toxic,
right,
to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And this covering up of this potential about, I knew I was here to do something important.
Right.
That little voice is very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And with programming and treating yourself like a machine, it gets covered up and covered up and covered up. And pretty soon, it's like it was a faint memory, if there's a memory at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, if there was a memory at all. Exactly. You know, I remember when my mother was dying, she was leaving us, and she said, you know, I feel really bad because I don't think that I did what I came here to do. I don't believe that I know I promised God something, but I didn't do what I came here to do. And you know, it made me hurt for her because she said that and she believed it. And at the time I didn't have an answer for her other than, I believe you did everything that you could. But you know, the part that we're getting at is when you use the ecosystem approach, what happens is that your potential and the things that you want to do here, they become uncovered, and then you can choose.
See,
do I want to do this or that?
That's a really good example, because most of us, we program ourselves in terms of what we're here to do. And that usually comes from someone else.
Yes. Oh.
It doesn't come from
absolutely.
Ourselves. It comes
absolutely.
From someone else.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know.
And by the way, my tomato plants, they have done their purpose. They are still producing, and they have done their purpose.
Because, you know, briefly, we don't We don't tell them. We don't go out there and yell at them.
No. Okay, now let's see. It's 6 a.m. and you're going to grow. That no.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
What we do is create the conditions. I shouldn't say we. It's actually Patricia. But she creates the conditions.
Well,
in
Jason,
terms of water, fertilizer, sunshine.
And I also use the clearing.
Yes.
To help not only me when I go into the garden, but also the plants themselves so that there's not a lot of negative energy around them so they can grow. And by the way, I have one of the best gardens in the entire area. Yes, that was a brag.
Yes, it's really true.
Yes. So Jason, what are did we cover everything? What are the key points of this segment?
Now is the time to start to uncover that amazing part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. It doesn't matter how old you are when you start. Start
true.
Today.
True.
Start now.
Okay.
People are not machines. They're ecosystems that need to be uncovered and nurtured. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach is the way to uncover, nurture, and develop the human ecosystem, which is, by the way, you. Start today. Start now.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some more clearing in the next segment, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the most common questions we get asked about the ecosystem approach. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Let's keep going with the learning about the ecosystem approach, and we'll do some more clearing in this segment too. The bottom line is the more you know, the more you're going to want to do this. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what is the hardest thing about doing the ecosystem approach?
Just doing it.
What do you mean?
That's way too simple. I know.
Yeah.
Just doing it.
Okay.
You know, we've made it easy to do. You can use this this weekly show as support going forward.
Okay.
And we have some common frequently asked questions that we hear all the time. And
okay.
We'll give you some examples of some of the things. But the first one is, the first question we hear all the time is, I don't know what to clear.
Okay.
So sure. this process is so easy. You always start with numbness, confusion, clearing the veil is an illusion, so I know what to clear. So let's just do that for the
okay,
audience.
Great. Here we go. I love it. Go ahead.
I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veil is an illusion, so I know what to clear starting right now.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the feeling numb, confused, and the energy of I'm doing it wrong, so therefore I can't do it at all. I release and let go all of that negative energy. Take a breath and blow it out.
So another one is, we hear this all the time, I forget to clear.
Uh-huh.
And we say, so what?
Yeah.
You know, when you remember, just do some clearing.
Well, I actually have an example about that one,
yeah.
Jason.
Okay.
When I first started, and Jason had the idea before I did, but about the clearing. And so it was a lot more complicated than it is right now. He and I have really worked on it a lot. But when I first started out, I knew that this was something that was going to change my life. And man, did it ever. But the thing that I did was I took and I wrote down, I direct all my resources, that whole thing. I wrote that down. And then I wrote down some clearings and I taped them on my mirror. Because I knew every morning when I get out of the shower, before I was going to go to work, I would be in front of that mirror. And it was so amazing to have that reminder right there, right in front of me. And then pretty soon I branched it out. I would do the clearings that were on the mirror. And of course, I kind of got tired of them, bored with them. So then I would get in on the subway in the Bay Area, and I would do them there. I would even write some out. I would do, it was amazing. I would go for a walk at lunch. I would do them there. In other words, what I'm saying is everybody gets to choose their time, but make things easy for yourself. Set out little reminders for yourself. It's okay.
If you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and download that picture of the processor, it has the clearing statement written out for you.
It does. I forgot all about that.
So,
that's right.
So you could just take it with you. So you don't have to remember the words. You can always have it there.
Right.
And you can cut it down or, make it a little craft project and cut it up and put it in your purse or your wallet or whatever you want. And mm-hmm. All the words are right there.
It's truly amazing. Take a picture of it so you can have it on your phone.
Exactly.
It's pretty, pretty, pretty amazing. So
the point about this is, don't stress. It's not like you're a machine. You don't have to push yourself, force yourself, feel bad if you don't do it perfectly. This is like anything in the natural world. It's very forgiving.
So what's the next frequently asked question we get?
Oh, we get this all the time. It doesn't feel like it's working.
I have another story about that one too.
Okay, go for
okay.
That one.
When we first started out, like I said, things were not quite as easy as they are now, but that's okay too. And Jason and I both always say to people, how are you doing? This would be either after a session or, on the phone, that kind of thing. And most of them would say, I don't feel anything except, I might feel a little lighter. Okay. But I would, we would do clearing and they would say, no, this is not working. 5 years later, and this happened more than once, I had people come back to me. By the way, different people come back to me and say, I owe you an apology because you were absolutely correct in not only what you saw, but what you helped me clear, because I couldn't see it then, but I continued to clear. And what I needed and what I wanted and what I was asking for, it happened for me.
I remember I had a married couple who would come to me and say, I don't see that it's working for me, but I see it's working for my spouse.
Yes, exactly.
So let's keep going. And we have people that, we hear this all the time where where they don't even believe in this, you know, quote unquote stuff. Okay.
Yes.
But they see it's working for the person in their life and they won't let them stop.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh, that's a big one. That's right. Okay. So what's the next big question that we have?
People say, well, do I have to say it out loud? Do I have to say the words out loud? Do I have to breathe hard? Do I have to focus?
Yeah.
You know, I've had people, this isn't really a secret.
He's going to tell a secret.
I've been working with people. You know, we've been doing this for 20 years, but I've had people on the phone. They fall asleep. And it's part of it's because we're eliminating the stress, the anxiety,
right.
The frenzy.
In other words, they calm right down. What about the dog? Talk about the dog.
Well,
we used to have a couple that came to see us when we were in Brisbane, and they had this dog.
And the dog always fell asleep on the lap. You know, it was one of these hyper dogs, you know, yappy, hyper, you know, blah, 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 you know. But as soon as we started clearing, it would fall asleep.
We didn't even see that dog fall down. And of course, we'd all start laughing. It was fantastic.
You know, and I knew people were sleeping because they were snoring.
Yeah, I did interrupt you.
But,
well, I thought about the dog, so yeah.
But the point is, here's the most important point. It still works.
Yes.
So whether you're asleep, whether you're focused on it, whether your mind drifts off, which
exactly.
is very, very common.
Exactly.
You know, it still works.
Love it.
Just go through the process, you know, go through the process. And we know it works, whether you can feel it in the moment or not.
Exactly. Okay. And here's one of the big, big questions. How long do I have to do this clearing for?
Well, you know, at a time.
At a time.
That's what people say. Well, do I have to do it for 15 minutes? Do I have to do it for an hour? We do it. Patricia and I do it for as long as we have. It could be 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
It could be we always do clearing when we go for a walk in the morning. Mm-hmm. We haven't done a lot of walks lately because of the smoke.
Yes.
You know, but and so we do it other times. And sometimes we sit down and just do clearing. And sometimes we do it while we're driving. It's all sorts of things. You make it work for you.
Well, and the other thing is when you have a partner to do this with, and I'm talking about, it doesn't have to be a spouse or, you know, that kind of thing. But when you have a partner you do this with, it can make it so much more fun. Because talk about laugh, you betcha.
So set up a clearing group.
Exactly.
Really,
oh my gosh.
It would really, really help. And we strongly suggest that. We've made it easy. So let's talk about the clearing statement real quick.
Okay.
The first part, I direct all my resources. That sets your intention, your focus. It's like turning on your computer. You know, you're booting up the computer. I direct all my resources.
Click.
And then it's in all dimensions.
Click.
That's the address.
Yes.
That's setting your intention and where to put that intention.
Right.
And then the last one is the verb, to eliminate.
Well, and that's putting it into action.
Yes.
You know, and action.
That's changing the energy.
That's changing the energy, exactly.
And then
but
we
you
take
need
a gentle,
the three together
we
to
take
do
a
it.
Gentle breath to,
exactly.
to activate
exactly.
it all.
You know, what about programming to do clearing, Jason?
You know, a lot of times programming, people will make it a habit. They'll force themselves to do it every night or every morning when they wake up. You know, don't do that. I know I was telling Patricia this the other day, you know, when I was in the Army, we did a lot of fun stuff, but they took the fun out of everything. And I remember one time this lieutenant and I got to drive a tank back to the base, and there was no one else around. And we had the most fun. I'm sure we broke rules. You know, I probably drove way too fast. I'm sure I was at the top. I was sitting on the top. You know, I was calling the track commander, and he was down working
inside,
you know, with the little holes. And we were going fun, and he was going over sand dunes, and, you know, it was just a blast, you know. But the Army took the fun out of everything because it structured it, controlled it, made it logical, all those things.
Well, exactly. So, all right. You know, what, Jason, let's talk about when people get stuck.
You know, whenever you get stuck or have a problem or difficulty, clear it.
Yeah.
That's, you know, instead of taking action, clear it first. Now, there are a few examples where you don't clear first.
Well,
you know, the other day we were evacuated. We live in California and our house is fine and everything is fine, but we evacuated for 6 days. And that's not the time to clear.
No, you know, afterwards is.
Afterward is the time to clear. When we got in the car, we started clearing because
right.
we're overwhelmed. But we had a lot of people, you know, coming to us who were processing their emotions. In other words, talking and, you know, oh my gosh, oh, this is so scary. Oh, you know, it wasn't helpful.
No.
Because they were processing their emotions when they should have been focusing on what they were doing.
Yeah, to get out.
To get out.
Exactly.
You know, because a lot of decisions you make when you're evacuating.
Oh, no kidding. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Well, we missed the most important part.
Well,
I know.
Okay.
So we're going to talk real briefly about the processor. The processor takes the energy, and if you look at it, it's like a trash can with a big top, like a big funnel top. It processes the energy so it becomes neutral. Now, we've heard a lot of other energetic techniques where you send the negative energy to the ends of the universe or put it in the green fire or to put it into the earth. Well, it still builds up. And you don't know where it's going when you're sending it where. And if it's going all the way to the end of the universe, maybe it cheats and goes halfway to the end of the universe. You know, you don't know. It needs to be processed. And our processor really exists. You put it in, it processes it, and it comes out neutral. So you put the negative energy in the processor, comes out neutral. It's perfect.
Love it. And especially with the conditions of the world today, it's a great idea to use it on a regular basis.
Exactly.
What are the key points of this segment, Jason?
The most important first steps for the ecosystem approach is just doing it.
Okay.
The clearings are obvious, but if you don't know what to clear, clear the veils and illusions.
Okay.
This process always works whether you feel it or not. Just keep going.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to get better at clearing. And the more experience you have, the better you get. It's very simple.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to use the ecosystem approach. And we're going to talk about how it can change your life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about changing your life so you can build on that memory where you were full of possibilities. And we'll do this by using the ecosystem approach. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, how do you make the ecosystem approach life-changing?
Make it part of your life, sort of like eating, breathing, and exercising. You know, you would never think not to do any of those. Maybe not exercising all the time, but you always feel the effects when you don't do it. You know, here's the truth. There's so much negative energy in you. Remember the discovery of the 80%? Go back a couple shows, we talked about the discovery that all of us start out with 80% negative energy in our essence, at least. It does not make sense to dabble or just do a little bit. And if you want to use the ecosystem approach to transform you and constantly make your life better going forward, clear constantly, consistently. Here's the most important one. This is what makes the ecosystem approach so special, so effective, is the specifically.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of energy techniques, but they're generalized. They're grounding techniques or balancing techniques. But you have all this specific negative energy attached to you, like fear, worry, hate, anger, rage, depression. And here's the thing I want to just say. Some people, so I'm talking to you overachievers that are listening right now, the people that, you know, when I say you can just do a few of these a day, we'll do 10 or 15 or 20 because that's the way you are. That's okay. By the way, I would clear the need to be perfect and overachieving. But anyways, that's something else. That's specific.
Okay? Take a breath, everyone.
Yes. But what's neat about this is that 80%, there's always a lot of depression. So those people that clear a lot, you know, sometimes they get overwhelmed with negative emotions like depression, heaviness, that sort of thing. Okay, then just activate some life force. You know, you don't have to push yourself that hard. You can't rush this process. And there's been so many people over the years that want to do it faster, want to get it done quicker.
Bigger, better, faster.
Exactly. Yes. And it doesn't work like this.
No, now, it doesn't.
You know, Patricia, we've had clients that we've worked with now for 5, 10, 15 years.
Yes.
They keep coming back. We're not taking on new clients anymore, but we've made it simple for you that are listening right now, because all you have to do is listen every week, do the clearings at the end, and then go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free subscription area that includes weekly clearings, and it's all free. We're not asking for anything. We make it so simple for you to do. Just follow the clearings and you'll start to feel a difference.
You know, I'm going to take this a little out of context, but I just got this as we were talking. You know, one of the very first best questions that someone, especially that's starting out, and even for those who have been doing this a long time, the question I would ask myself is, do I like myself? Do I like who I am? And one of the things, in fact, that was one of the very first questions I asked myself when I realized how amazing the ecosystem approach is. And one of the things that I found was, well, I like this part, but I really don't like that part. I sort of like this, but I don't understand that about me. And one of the things that happened, and I didn't know that it would, it helped me see what negative energies were in my way that kept me stuck, hating myself, not liking myself, not even liking the path that I had been going down until I met Jason. It was amazing to me.
You know, Patricia, that's such a good point, because most of us were so focused on goals, objectives. That's
exactly.
Machine thinking. Okay.
But the machine doesn't stop and say, am I good enough? It just says, do I have the right fuel?
It doesn't care whether you like yourself. And that's very much part of being natural in a natural ecosystem. So that's a great place to focus, mm-hmm. you know, but even if you want to get things done, you want to get from A to B.
Okay.
Clear what's in your way.
And in other
there's
words,
so much to clear
there. yeah, there is so much to clear, but having fun doing it and of course laughing about it or even crying about it or crying because of it. Those are things that happen. Okay. I don't even have to do the ecosystem approach and I can be crying about life at the moment because right now there's so much stuff, negative energy around us everywhere.
Here's the key to sustainability. Make it fun.
Absolutely.
Don't torture it. Remember the army took the fun out of everything.
Yes.
But when the army wasn't there, I had a blast. I remember another army yeah. story. But
OMG.
In the army, you get to blow things up. You get to use guns. This is kind of a guy's fantasy, I realize. But blow things up, jump out of airplanes. But by the time...
Jason was a jumper out of airplanes.
Yeah, I was a paratrooper. But I remember going to jump school, which I thought, in the beginning, I thought, oh, that sounds like fun. Wow, you get to jump out of airplanes. By the time I got to the door of the airplane, they had programmed me
so much,
stressed me, and I have all these rules to remember. It was no fun at all the first jump. It was just more anxiety producing.
Oh, okay.
And I remember even then, the best part was after I got out of the door, and I didn't have to follow any more rules. They have all
dropping
these rules.
To the earth at 100 miles an hour.
Whatever it was, you're just gliding. You know, all of a sudden there was this craziness, and you jump out, and then it's like, just for a few seconds, and then you hit the ground. But,
wait a minute. I'm going to elate that to when I've done some of the clearings I've done in my lifetime, Jason, when I got rid of that negative energy, that's exactly what it felt like. There was a freedom there. I knew it was there. I just didn't know how to get there.
Because we treat ourselves like machines. We operate with this low-level part of anxiety that says, Gotta do this.
Exactly.
It's gotta be perfect. Who's gonna judge me? Who's gonna criticize me? Who's gonna make fun of me? Who's gonna uh-huh. ridicule me? You know,
right.
It's like,
and I'm not getting paid for any of it.
Yes, in a good way. Yeah, she wanted to make that a bad joke. We can't do that on the radio. But anyways,
exactly. So yes. So all right. So in other words, Jason, you're talking about don't push yourself to do this. Find an easy time to do this. You know, set yourself up for success in a way of make a list. Download that processor. It's got everything you need on it, except what you're going to clear for you.
It's an amazing process. And pretty soon, and this is what we found, the clearing becomes, we crave it.
Oh.
You know, it's one of the things that it's an amazing marriage tool, but when... we start
that's
to get,
true.
You know, at each other, you know, like that anxiety builds up.
I know you all think that doesn't happen, but it does.
You know, we just clear it.
We do.
And we have stress. You know, we're taking care of my 90-year-old mother. We have stress all the time. We're here like everybody else, isolated during COVID-19. You know, it's difficult. We clear it. And
exactly.
It's, you know, people are saying, how come, you know, you guys are doing... How do you do so well?
And by the way, I have to brag about that for just a moment, Jason. It is truly amazing how we have, because of the clearing, we have gotten through all of this. So I'm going to use the word easily. And it has not been easy, but it has been easier for us than many others that don't have a 90-year-old woman with dementia living with them.
You know, we've had home health come in lately to help with help do some evaluations of mom, and they're amazed at all the things that we're doing, and we've been doing it from years and years and years. And
doing for her is what we're saying.
And it shows. It shows
it really
and
does.
How she is.
Yes.
So let's do the key points.
Okay, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The ecosystem approach is designed to be integrated into your everyday life. You know, clients that have worked with us for years, because the benefits never end, they're infinite.
Right.
The key to sustainability for you is making it fun for you by not trying to control it or manage it. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to address and remove the considerable negative energy in your life. You know, and normally we talk about clearing. We already talked about clearing, but Patricia, just tell people a little bit about activating creator energy. We didn't really talk about that. And that's the antidote. If you get overwhelmed with the clearing, all these negative energies are coming up.
Or get overwhelmed with everything, use
life force,
because life force is the most powerful energy that we have access to.
And it's soothing.
It's calming. It's all of it. And it's basically what we do is we activate life force and we call it in through the top of our head. By the way, it's pure, it's clean, it's coming in clean. And we let it go all the way down our torso and our arms, our legs, let it go, or suggest that it goes to the tips of our toes. Stop it there. We don't want negative energy going into the earth. We want to use that processor because it works. And then you're going to turn that energy around, that request around, and you're going to have it lift out any negative energy that is hanging around in your body. And everyone, this works. So with that said, anything
else? By the way, yes, the reason people love being in nature and being outdoors
is the life force.
So we just say, hey, you don't have to go, you know, go travel because you can't anyways. Somebody's closed because of smoke.
Yes.
You can activate that life force within you right now.
Exactly. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do more clearing and help you get started on a whole new path by using the ecosystem approach. This will be a very powerful experience. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson. And I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge. And I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're going to do some more clearing and help those who need to get started on a whole new path, but also help those who are already doing it make it easier on themselves anyway. So you ready to get started, Jason?
Here we go. So here are the words. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate. And then here we go to the eliminate. The frenzy, anxiety, fear that keeps me from distracted from doing regular clearings.
Love it.
Gather up that frenzy, anxiety, and fear.
Tips of your toes all the way up.
Blow it into the processor.
And blow it out.
Again, you can get the processor at theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for a free subscription service, and the processor is available to you.
So, and with that, keep going and go ahead.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that can only be eliminated with clearing. Take a breath. And I just one more here. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that negative emotions aren't eliminated with by taking action, but by clearing the energy of them.
The key here is changing the energy. Take a breath, everybody.
People, we've heard it so many times, you know, they get angry, so they distract themselves from their anger, and they see that, well, that it's gone, right? No, it's still there. So you have to clear the anger.
Yes. So, and to eliminate my fears, anxieties, and paranoia that needs to be removed, that's keeping me from changing the energy through clearing. Take a breath. And by the way, Jason and I have looked all around the world. We've never seen anything that can change the energy like the ecosystem approach.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the ecosystem approach is a perfect tool to be very, very specific about removing negative emotions. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can clear for a few seconds whenever I need to remove negative energies. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my overachieving self that wants to do it perfectly, that wants to do it so many minutes a day, that wants to push myself and drive myself, when that just makes it unsustainable.
Well, it makes it
takes
also
all the fun out of it.
Programming.
Yes.
Yes. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see all situations that I can clear so I can have a better outcome for those situations. Take a breath.
One of our most common responses is, oh, you can clear that?
Yeah, I forget about that.
So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all the situations that I can clear that'll help me today, right now.
Good.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief. This is a big one, everybody. And to eliminate the false belief that forcing myself is better than clearing the energy first. I release and let go that false belief. Take a breath from the tips of your toes. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the difficulty I have believing that clearing will work when I can't feel it right away.
Yeah.
Take a breath.
I like the part where after I'd been doing the clearing for about 3 months, maybe a little bit more, I walked into a family gathering and the entire family went, "What have you been doing?" And I thought, did I have mud on my face or, you know, whatever. I've never seen you look so good, Aunt Pat. I've never seen you be so happy. Well, you know what? I'd been clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically to get rid of that edge of negative energy that I had been wearing.
So here's what we do. And
there you
to go. Eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically is the key.
Exactly.
Take a breath. Remove those veils and illusions.
He stole my thunder there, but that's okay. And to eliminate my difficulty believing that clearing will work even if I can't feel it. Take a breath.
and to eliminate my compulsion to trust methods, practices, and education versus clearing. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
And here's maybe the biggest one of all for this section. And to eliminate seeing humans as machines, meaning even yourself, that needs programming versus ecosystems that need to be uncovered. Take a breath, everybody. You ready to activate some life force,
yes,
Jason?
Yes, let's do it.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath. Let that go in through the top of your head. Let it go down to the tips of your toes. Stop it. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy.
So let's activate some life force.
We just did.
So let's do some more.
And
to activate life force so I can trust that changing the energy for me will always be the best for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can have the determination to make energy work with the ecosystem approach central for my life. Take a breath. And one last one. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, use the ecosystem approach on a regular basis, have fun and have laughter and love myself and the power that I need to do what it is I need to do in my life every single day, especially using the ecosystem approach. Take a breath. Let that come in through the top of your head. Tips of your toes. Now blow out any negative energy. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This sounds like a strange one, but it's old age for young people.
Huh?
So what happens when you spend your life programming yourself instead of using the ecosystem approach?
Hmm.
Now, we've talked about this a little bit, you know, but my 90-year-old mother lives with us and we've been taking care of her for the last 8 years or so. And we've learned a lot about what happens when you don't use the ecosystem approach.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, and we see it in this, in our world today. We're accepting the fact that it's normal that people just kind of become irrelevant as they get older.
It's and so
we put them in homes and we just do the, we give them trite little things to do to keep them happy until they die.
Exactly.
And there's a way not to become unproductive and vacant.
I love it.
And
I love it.
We're going to talk about that. Because
join that show next week, everybody.
If you're young, it doesn't matter how old you are, but if you're younger, this isn't irrelevant to you. This is exactly what you need to hear right
exactly.
now and understand the perspective of why the ecosystem approach is so helpful.
So, Jason, how can I get more information?
So here we go. We made it really simple. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free subscription area. There's all sorts of content there. We have a whole free course on the coronavirus. We have articles there that you can see. We have the processor. It's all for free. Mm-hmm. And then make sure you have that box checked so you get the weekly clearings, the weekly newsletter. And we send you a clearing list every single week based on the topic for that week. It makes it easy. That's how you get started. You don't have to do anything else.
Okay. What about the Facebook?
Facebook, go to our Facebook page, like us. We like to be liked. Our Facebook page is theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay.
And we always preview the next show on that Facebook page.
And it's pretty amazing. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. Excuse me. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.com.